We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Machol Yakum, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Beis. With Mitz Hashem, I hope we're going to complete this halacha in this Shir. V'alkein al yedei ho'esh daiko hu ikar tikun hamacholim. And therefore, based on what we explained till now, fire is one of the main things that makes a tikkun for food, for those foods that require the heat. Dahainu shviras hademyoinois, shehu haklipo hakidemes lepri. What's the tikkun for food? Like the tikkun for everything in this world is, we had explained earlier, that a Jew's mission in this world is, number one, to do battle, is to try to climb from level to level and getting closer to Hashem. But on each and every single level, you engage the sitra achra first. Just like a fruit has a peel on it, and in order to get to the fruit, you have to remove the peel, so too any advancement in Kiddusha that a person wants to make, he has to know that the new address he's trying to get to is surrounded by a klipa. He has to be able to remove the klipa in order to get to the fruit. So Rav Nosson Zal says that's why fire plays a very important role in tikkun hamacholim, which means breaking the demyonos, which is the klipa, which precedes the fruit. Because fire, which is a composite of different colors, as we mentioned earlier, you have yellow and blue and black, the different colors in the fire that the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about, which comes, these colors are a manifestation of the greatness of Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal mentions in the Torah in Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, which is Torah Chof Hei, in Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, that the way we do battle with the Sitra Achra, wherever Hashem is hidden, the Sitra Achra can have a strong presence. The minute you reveal Hashem, they run. They run for the hills. They disappear. They try to get out of the way. So Rabbeinu Zal has said over there, Likutei Moran, that the Gedulas HaBoire, the greatness of Hashem, is manifested in a few different ways. Rabbeinu Zal gave the example of tzedakah. Any time that a Jew gets tzedakah, that's an incredible revelation of Gedulas Hashem, because he's showing the holiness that's found in money. Money, which is something which non-Jews could use as idols. Elilei Kesef, Elilei Zohav, he's showing that it's Hashem's money. If it's my money, then it's my money. The fact that I'm giving away 10%, or the fact that I'm giving away what I'm giving away, shows that it's not my money. I'm a partner with somebody. The lead partner is Hashem. And Hashem is gracious enough to make it a 10-90 relationship. But it's Hashem's money. That's a display of Gedula Saboire. Another display, and Rabbeinu Zal spoke about the colors that are found in the money, the light. That when money is in Jewish hands, it glows, it shines with gavnin of kedusha, holy colors. The minute the money gets into the goy's hands, those colors leave. And that's why the goy, as soon as he gets Jewish money, he wants more Jewish money, because the moment it gets to him, it loses its color, it loses its life, you know. So here, Rav Nosson Zal is talking about another example of his galus gedula saboire, which is fire. Fire is also, and we spoke about it in the previous page, Rav Nosson Zal explained a lot about fire, and now he's going into it more, that fire also has these gavnin, these colors, these holy colors in it, which are gedulas haboire. And therefore, hu soireif umachnia umeshaber hademyoinois. Fire has the ability to burn and subdue and break the forces of the Sitra Achra, which are called Demyoinois, Koyach HaMedame. Ki Ikara Hachnoosom Hualidei Hizgalus Gedula Sabreire Kanal. Because as we said earlier, the main thing that weakens the Sitra Achra is revelation of Hashem's greatness. V'alkein Nemar Bamizmoirim Shel Kabola Shabbos Shehimedabre Migdula Saboire Kedei Lahachnia Hademyoinois Sheroitzim Lehizgaber Kishoilim Midarga Ladarga Dahainu Mishesh Smeachoy LeShabbos. Now Rav Nosson Zal introduces an incredible, beautiful, and important thing. What's the most obvious example of when a Jew goes up from one level to a completely different level? When we go from Friday to Shabbos. When a Jew goes from weekday to Shabbos, that's the aliyah of the week. That's the ultimate elevation of the week. Now, when you want to go up, there's a sitra achra there that's engaging you to say, hey, 1 minute, who says, you know? So how do we do battle against the sitra achra? Hisgalus gedulas haboire, revealing the greatness of Hashem. And this is why Rav Nosson Zal writes here, as he does in a few other places, if you look at the special tefillos in Kabbalah's Shabbos, l'chunaranano, both the Ashkenazi version and the Sephardi version, those chapters of Tehillim that we say before Maariv are Hisgalus gedulas haboire. Those are chapters of Tehillim that speak specifically about the greatness of Hashem. So Rav Nosson Zal says, this is why you'll note that in those chapters of Tehillim of Kabbalah Shabbos, which speak about Gedulas Haboire, in order to be Machnia, the forces of the Sitra Achra, that are trying to fight us when we want to go up from one level to another, which means from the weekday to Shabbos. Ki oz oilim kol ha'oilamois lemalami madregoson ki adua. Because it's known in the Sifrei Kabbalah that on Shabbos, all the different worlds go above their level. All the worlds are elevated to a new place. Ve'oz tzrichen lahachnia haklipois shelo yisachzu. And therefore, we have to do battle against the forces of the Sitra Achra that they shouldn't fight us. They shouldn't try to grab on and come along for the ride even, to also try to go up. This is why we recite chapters of Tehillim that deal specifically with Gedula Saboire, min L'chunaranano, and the other chapters, K'alideis Galus Gedula Saboire, Heim Nechnoim. Because whenever we're able to reveal Gedula Saboire, the Sitra Achra is subdued. V'alkein Nizkar Be'elu Mizmoirim, this is why in those chapters of Tehillim specifically we speak about the fire, Eish Lefonov Telech U'Selahei Soviv Tzorov. A fire goes before him and burns away all of his enemies. K'alidei Hizgalus G'dolos Yisborach Yoitzeis Eish Milfonov Umachnia umeshaber v'soyrev kol adam yonis nalshim aklipois. Because by revealing Gedulas Haboire, one of Hashem's nicknames is Eish Oichla, as we saw on the previous page. The Shechina, the spirit of Hashem, is compared to a fire, like on Har Sinai, when Hashem revealed himself with fire. So when the greatness of Hashem is being displayed, there's that fire that's burning away, that's like a flamethrower that's burning away all the sitra achras that are in the way or that are trying that would try to draw also. Vezehu usalahet soviv tzorov, and burns away all these surrounding enemies. V'alkein yefsher l'sakein hamacholim b'gdusha al yidei afiyo bishul etz lo'esh kiim Yisrael daiko. And this is why when it comes to preparing food of kedusha, by baking or cooking or broiling or roasting, it could only be done through a Jew, through Jewish fire. Ki heim heim ikar hisgalus gedulas haboiris porach. Because the Jewish people are the main display of the greatness of Hashem. Bechinas Yisroel asher becho espoir. The Jewish people in whom I take pride. Espoir. Tiferes is called Klolius Hagavnin. Pride, Hisparus, means a beautiful array of colors. That's the Jewish people. They're not all one and the same. Everyone's different. And together they form a beautiful array of colors. V'heim yecholim lahamshich koyach ha'esh min hakedusha. The Jewish people have the ability to draw the fire from Kedusha. Mibchinas hisgalus gedula yisporach. From a revelation of Hashem's greatness, Lahachnia kol hatzorim, to subdue all the enemies, all the opposition, Shehem hademyoinois vahaklipois hakoidmois lepri. That's the demyoinois and the klipois that precede the fruit. Hanechosim b'chol dover, which are attached to everything. Va'oz daiko kishmishabrim elu ademyoyinu is ayde bishul Yisroel, ayde eishul Yisroel, oz hamaychol royel achilas Yisroel. Then, when we succeed in destroying those demyoinos, those klipos, those powers of the sitrachra, by the food being cooked by a Jew with Jewish fire, then the food that's cooked is worthy, is qualified for Jews. Ki oz nizgale hatam hatoiv, because then the true goodness of the food is being revealed. Which is the holiness that's found in that food. Which is the holy sparks that are found in each food item. Whereas when non-Jews cook the food using their fire that a goy put on, Oz nechaz boy beyoyser veyoyser bechinas hademyoinois vaklipois. Then the forces of tuma get even stronger. The negativity in that food gets stronger. Ki ein lohem koyach legalas gedulas habayis borach. Because the goyim don't have the ability to reveal gedulas habayre. Adarabba, just the opposite. Heim biatzmam, heim haklipois vademyoinois now. They are the other side. They're the opposition. They're the sitrachra. Their fire is a fire of the sitrachra. Shemishom boyarim kol hataivos, which is the source of all bad desires, sheboim and hademyoinos, which come from demyoinos, imagination, fantasy, you know, all the forces of the sitrachra. Bechinas meho eish yotsu, as the pasuk says, they come from fire. The sitrachra comes from fire. We mentioned many times that the Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Yitzra, the Yitzhara is called Yitzra Bisha, the Yitzhara. Yitzra, Yud Sadik Reish Aleph, is Bigematria Eish, fire. And the Yitzhara is called Chom, the Mechamim Gufe de Barnash. It heats up the person's body with sin. That's the Eish of the Sitrachra. Shekol HaKlipois VaSitrachra Yoytzim Ebchinas Eish. The Klipois and Sitrachra come from fire. Therefore, in their fire, you have tuma, you have the forces of the sitrachra, you have demyoinos. Therefore, we are not allowed to eat food cooked by non-Jews. Because we can only eat food that received its tikkun from Jews. Shehem ikar gedulas habayrei. They are the gedulas habayrei. They are the essence of gedulas habayrei. Shehem yecholen al yedei zeh lachni adem yoinos. By a Jew cooking the food, he can subdue the negative forces in there, the klipos, the adem yoinos. Vooz nizgale hatoiv sheboi. Then is revealed the goodness that's in that food. Vooz daiko roi hamaychal achilas Yisrael. And then that food is worthy and qualified to be eaten by Jews. Paragraph Gimel, V'alkein mishechorav beis hamikdosh nital tam hamacholim. Therefore, from the time that the beis hamikdosh was destroyed, we're told that the real good taste of food has left. Kemo yisham rabbi senuzal, as the Gemara says, Ki ikar hizgalus hatam hu al yedei hatoiv shenizgale al yedei shviras hademyoinos kanal. Because the main way that we're able to reveal and bring out the true taste, the true good taste of the food, is when we're able to destroy, to break the demyoinos, to remove the peel, the klipa, completely. The main ability of Klal Yisrael to break these demyoinos, these forces of the sitrachra, was when the Beis Hamikdash was standing. Because by bringing sacrifices, by slaughtering the animals, we slaughtered the animalistic instinct inside, the behemius, the koyach hamedame, which is the koyach behemius inside of us. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Chof Hei, in Likutei Moharan Chelek Aleph, V'alkein mishechorav beis hamikdash, botalatam. And that's why from the time that the Beis Mikdash has been destroyed, where we're not as capable as we were then of breaking the demyonos, of eliminating the klipos, therefore today the taste that we're tasting is a watered-down taste. It's not the real, real taste of what food is supposed to taste like. Paragraph Dalid, V'alkein, Ho'achilo, Hi Bimkoim Korban. And therefore, today that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says, how does a person fulfill what they used to do during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, bringing sacrifices? Shulchonoi shel odom, u'kamayshom razal, as the Gemara says in Brochas Daf Nun Hei, shulchon mechaper kamizbeach. Nowadays, our table, when a Jew eats properly, when a Jew eats bigdusha, his table is a mizbeach, his food is in place of the korbonos. Ki ikar huachila bigdusha hi shviras hamedame. Because one of the main accomplishments of eating properly is destroying the medame, eliminating the medame, eliminating the sitra achra, shehu bechinas korbonos kanal batoira, which is what was done when the korbonos were brought, as Rabbi Nizal explains there. Sheikar shviras koyach hamedame hu al yedei korbonos. The main ability of Klal Yisrael to break this koyach hamedame is korbonos. Now that we don't have korbonos, the food that we eat, if we eat it bigdusha, this is considered to be a form of korbonos. Ayin Shom, look over there in the Torah of Kutumran where Rabbeinu Zal mentions this. Shayach Le'el, another short appendix related to this Torah. Gvonin De'esha, Heim Bechinas Gedula Sabor Kanal. The colors in fire are also an example of a display of Gedula Sabor. Ki Heim Bechinas Gvonin Shebemomoy. Because they're similar to the sparkle of money. You know, when a person has coins, you know, they shine, those kihem mibichino achas. Both of them come from the same place, mi sitra de gvura, from the side of gvura, the left side, kayadua. There's a pasuk, mi tzofain zohov yuaso. Gold comes from the north. Which way is north? Left. We always picture ourselves facing eastward. If east is in front of you, north is to the left. There's a pasuk mitzofoin zohav yasa. There's another pasuk that says mitzofoin tiposa choro. Evil comes from the north, meaning the sitra achra. And again, eish, fire, is the concept of the left side. Hashem's name Elokim, when you write it bemilui, you write each letter as a word. Aleph, aleph lamed pei. Lamed, Lamed Mem Dalet, hey, is Bigimatria H, 301. It's 300. With the koil, it's 301. Now, Rav Nosson Zal adds a beautiful, very, very important thing. We know that Rabbeinu Zal, when he gave his shiurim during his lifetime, Likutei Moran, after he finished all of those shiurim, he said to his students, I see that you're still not where I want you to be. It's time to bring out the heavy artillery. It's time to start telling stories. And Rabbeinu Zal told those 13 awesome stories, of which the last two, the last three actually are gigantic, huge, you know, very long and detailed stories. And number 13 stories, number 12, which is the story of the Baal Tefillah, is one of the longest. The Baal Tefillah and the final one are the longest. And they're awesome stories that have tremendous mussar in them and everything. In the story of the Baal Tefillah, towards the end, it speaks about food that's cooked in a special kitchen and how that cures the people who were steeped in Taivas Mamayim. Rabbeinu Zal, that story speaks about people who have all kinds of mistaken beliefs. These people believe in this, and these people believe in this. But he says that the people who have the biggest problem are the people who believe in money. They're the ones who are most difficult to heal. Those people who are steeped in Taivas Mamayim. And the story goes into tremendous interesting things explaining how the Baal Tefillah ends up curing everybody, including the most important group, which is this group that was steeped in money. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Vov, V'alkein merumas b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'hamaisa hanoiro shel abal tfila. This is why Rabbeinu Zal hints to us in the awesome story of the Baal Tefila, Shalidei hamacholim hamizbashlim bo'esh shel beis habishul, that through the foods that are cooked in the fire of that special kitchen, ayidei zeh yoytzim mitayvas momoin. Those foods and the smell of those foods is what's able to cure even those people who are steeped in taivas mamon, which is the most difficult issue to get out of. Because as we explained earlier, that through this eish of kedusha, through these karbonos, by breaking the medame, that we're zeche to reveal the gedulas haboirei, shehu b'chinas hizgalas hagavnin, which is the revelation of those special colors. Ukishin hizgalin hagavnin shem shoyresh hamomoin, and when we're able to reveal the colors, the spiritual colors, the spiritual light that's found, azai mashlichin legamri es hamomoin begashmi, then people are ready to throw away the physical money. The physical money is a joke. In other words, what money can buy physically is shtuyot, compared to what mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim are. Kimi pesi yosur heino lahashlich tainug ruchni velikach tainug av chasashom. Because which fool, which idiot would throw away a spiritual pleasure and trade it in for a physical base pleasure? As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 23 in the first part of Likutei Moran, Ayin Shom, look over there also in Torah Chav Gimel, V'hovein, and you'll understand. Baruch Hashem. So again, if you look back from the beginning of this halacha, Rabbeinu Zal spoke. First, he gave us a summary of the chapter in Likutei Moran. And then he went on to show how fire is tikkun hamacholim. He went on to speak about how when Odom Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, that's when good and bad got mixed together. And that's why anything we do in this world, especially when we eat, in order to eat properly, we have to be able to separate the bad from the good and then really shine up the good to make the good glow. And one of the most important ways that we do that is with fire. Because the just like the sitrach or the forces of tumah come from fire, the tikkun for them is fire. And this is why most important foods require fire. Meat, fish, bread, cakes, baked goods, all of those things require fire. The grains usually have to heat it up, you know, bake it, cook it, you know, in order to take out the ra in it and bring forth the true goodness in it. Paragraph Zion. V'alkein machmas she'ikar hachnoas hamedame hu b'shabbos. Now, because of the fact that as much as Jews are able to make tikkunim during the weekdays, it doesn't compare in any way whatsoever to the tikkunim that are accomplished on Shabbos. Shabbos is the main time when we have the ability to destroy the bed, to eliminate bed. On Shabbos, the bed disappears even by itself. For example, Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moran, I think it's in Torah Nun Zayin, if I'm not mistaken, he speaks about fasting, that whenever the Jews would engage the Sitrachra in battles, their enemies, one of the most important things that they would do would be to fast. Because by fasting, they would draw when a person fasts, he shows Gedula Saboira, he shows, it's not my muscles or my power that's going to win this war. It's not my mezoina de gufa, the good steak that I ate that's going to give me the strength to battle. On the contrary, I'm putting all of that aside. I'm showing my faith in Hashem, that Hashem is doing battle for us. So the Jews would usually fast before they go out to battle. The word tsaim, the word to fast, makes up the first letters of a pasuk in Tehillim, where it says, V'chatoisi miponov tzorov, I will slice away their enemies from before them. So Rabbeinu Zal says, that's during the weekdays. When we talk about Shabbos, the eating on Shabbos can accomplish what fasting during the weekdays can, plus. And Rabbi Nathan says, because the word Shabbos means lehashbis, to destroy. On Pesach, we have lois tashbisu se'or miboteichem. Eliminate all chametz from your houses. Destroy. Lahashbis, Rabbeinu Zal says, a person who eats lekavod Shabbos, then their eating is lahashbis oyevu misnakim. It destroys all enemies completely. So now Rabbi Nosson Zal says, V'alkein machmas she'ik rachno as hamadamahu b'Shabbos, because of the fact that the day on which Klal Yisrael experiences the highest level of subduing the medame is Shabbos, she'oz nichna hasitrachra legamri. That's when the sitrachra is subdued completely. Ki'oz be'erev Shabbos, yoyreid shalhuva de'esha al roish haklipois lachniyom ki'odua. Because the Zohar HaKodesh and the Arizal tell us that on Friday afternoon there is a heavenly fire that comes shooting down onto the heads of the klipois and destroys them. Shezeh soid rechitzas chamen b'erev Shabbos kiyadua. This is the secret behind why we bathe in hot water on Erev Shabbos. Kamu, as is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah, kemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, and as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Yutes. Because by our physical action of taking this hot shower, this hot bath, hot mikveh, we activate, we bring forth that heavenly fire that goes on to the klipos to destroy them. So that when we're entering into Shabbos and all the klipos are trying to get in also, the three klipos that represent total evil, they're destroyed, they're pushed away completely. The klipas noiga, the good of it, is able to be brought into Shabbos and the bad is eliminated. That's the concept of Tosfos Shabbos, where we're able to take part of Friday and turn it into Shabbos, right? And part of Sunday and turn it into Shabbos. Ki ikar hizgalus gedulas haboirei hu b'Shabbos. Because the main revelation of Hashem's greatness is on Shabbos. She'oz loivesh kaviochel bigdei gavosoi. That's when kaviochel Hashem puts on his royal robes, his greatest, his kingly garments. K'mo she'nemar, as we say, Hashem moloch geus lovesh, right? We say that on Friday night specifically and on Shabbos. Alkein Tavshil shel Shabbos reichoi noidev. And this is why the Gemara says the Shabbos foods smell delicious. They give off that super duper smell. When a Jew comes into his house on Friday afternoon and his wife is cooking for Shabbos, or on Shabbos itself, the delicious smells, you know, the chont, everything. Ki b'Shabbos mishtane hatam l'toiv. Because on Shabbos, the taste, which we said was spoiled from the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, we don't have the real taste of food. On Shabbos, that changes. On Shabbos is when the real, true, good taste of the food is able to come out to a degree. Ki oz nichna hamedame legamri. Because on Shabbos, the medame is subdued completely. Shaydeze ikar hizgalus hatam hatoiv hanimshach min hakdusha. When you eliminate the medame, when you weaken the medame, the sitrachra, when you take off the peel, that's when you're able to bring forth the true beauty and glory of the fruit. Bechinas, as it says, tamu ura'u ki toiv Hashem. Taste it, and you will see how good Hashem is. So that the true taste comes from the toiv Hashem, Hashem's goodness, which is displayed much more clearly on Shabbos Kodesh. Baruch Hashem. This was the third halacha of Hilchas Machol Yakum. Now Rav Nosson Zal writes, halacha dalid nechleles behilchas boser becholov halacha dalid ois chav gimel. For the fourth discussion on this topic, on Machol Yakum, if you'll take a look in Hilchas boser becholov halacha dalid, paragraph chav gimel, Rav Nosson Zal there discusses the topic of foods cooked by a goy. So that should serve as the fourth discussion on this topic. Baruch Hashem.